Israel furious at Australia for dropping recognition of Jerusalem as capital. By Deborah Brand on October 18, 2022. Israel on Tuesday slammed Australia and summoned the country's ambassador after Canberra announced it no longer recognized Western Jerusalem as the Israeli capital. In light of the way in which the decision was made in Australia, as a hasty response to incorrect news in the media, we can only hope that the Australian government manages other matters more seriously and professionally, Prime Minister Yair Lapid said in a statement. Jerusalem is the eternal capital of United Israel and nothing will ever change that, he said. The foreign ministry said Israel expresses its deep disappointment over the decision, which was the result of short-sighted political considerations. Israel's capital city is all of Jerusalem, not just the western part of the city. But some countries, including Australia and Jerusalem, recognize only the western part because the eastern part was earmarked in drafted peace proposals for a future Palestinian state. However, recent years have seen several countries, including the U.S., recognize all of Jerusalem as Israel's capital and transfer their embassies there. As Breitbart News reported, Australian Foreign Minister Penny Wong said Jerusalem is a final status issue that should be resolved as part of any peace negotiations, and went on to say that the announcement reverses the Morrison government's recognition of West Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. The 2018 recognition of Jerusalem by former Prime Minister Scott Morrison put Australia out of step with the majority of the international community, Wong said. I regret that Mr. Morrison's decision to play politics resulted in Australia's shifting position, and the distress these shifts have caused to many people in the Australian community who care deeply about this issue. The left-wing Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, who succeeded Morrison in May, is a harsh critic of Israel. He has called Israel an oppressor and vowed to recognize a Palestinian state as part of his election campaign. Lapid on Tuesday noted what happened in Australia was a change of leadership. He said that since Israel did not decide the capital cities of other nations, other countries should pay the same courtesy to Israel. Jerusalem Mayor Moshe Lion also expressed his disappointment over Australia's decision. A united Jerusalem has been and will continue to be the capital of Israel forever. Statements of this type do not further anything and do not contribute at all, he said in a statement. The Palestinian Authority hailed the Australian decision. We welcome Australia's decision with regards to Jerusalem and its call for a two-state solution in accordance with international legitimacy, the Palestinian Authority's Civil Affairs Minister, Hussein Al-Sheikh, said.